Chapter 3. Lunch at Moyak Muscle typically comes late. Painter Paul Kitchens, summoned to the midday meal in a 3:30 p.m. call from Tommy Arnie, steps from the sweltering haze of the body shop, an all-metal prefab shed on a concrete pad that is baked all day under a cloudless Carolina sky, and into an afternoon at least 15 degrees cooler but warm and sticky nonetheless. He passes within a few yards of the 57 Chevy wagon as he makes a turn from the shed's mouth, which faces north, and onto a southward path worn smooth by his work boots. This is within days of the county's visit. The wagon hasn't been touched. The path takes him past a way-worn horse trailer that shields prying eyes from the weeds Painter Paul favors for taking a leak, the body shop and a neighboring paint shed lacking a functional toilet, then through a break in a 6-foot chain-link fence that separates the shop area from the sales floor, as it were, and around and among several dozen cars that block the way to the Quonset. Paul is 41, but comes across as younger. His face, nearly as wide as it is tall, is predisposed to crinkly smiles that reveal several chipped or broken incisors, creating the aura of a kid waiting for his permanent teeth to come in. An impression reinforced by his hair, cut to a quarter-inch burr, and his voice, which is high-pitched and becomes more so when he's excited or angry. Shirtless, encased in a paste of sweat and silicone dust, he has almost reached the Quonset and air conditioning when he's intercepted by a couple of clean-cut college boys from Virginia Beach, asking about the price of an old Buick a ways across the lot. Painter Paul asks whether they saw a price on the windshield. Well, maybe, one says. They saw the number 4,000, but weren't sure whether that was the price. Yes, Paul tells him, that's the price, and if you want a different one, you'll have to talk to the boss. He steps into the building. Arnie trudges in a minute later, crusted with some of the dirties kicked up while crushing cars with an excavator.
Couple fellas out there interested in buying that 70 Buick, Paul tells him.
The two fellows in question enter the Quonset as he speaks.
They can do that, Arnie replies quietly. They can do it if they...